Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, welcome back. We've been talking a lot about upcoming elections and all that. Nobody knows more about that than Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft. We've got him on the phone this morning. Mr. Secretary, welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I love this state. I love the fact that it's turning into summer instead of the cold we had a while back. I love getting around and talking to people and getting ready to make a difference.
All right, let's talk about it. You had a news conference yesterday about a major endorsement. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the Ethical Society of Police Officers endorsed me. Been talking to them about what we need to do about public safety. This state will never be what it should be when citizens are scared and criminals aren't. And just talked about the things we need to do, putting another 1,000 officers on the street, getting back to truth and sentencing, putting the state in control of the St. Louis Police Department so we'll actually fund them and support them, what we need to do on the mental health side, what we need to do on the rehabilitation side, what we need to do to make sure that people are safe and can make their own decisions and truly be free. When you're scared to walk out of your front door, you can't claim to be in a free society.
It's true. I mean, people have so walked back the whole defund the police approach because they can see with their own eyes, Jay, what's going on here, right? I mean, you've got people that should be in jail that are back on the street. They're committing crimes again. Yesterday, they floated the idea of pushing police officers' hours to 11 hours a day to cover the shortages they have. They have shortages because they're funded for 1,200 officers, but they only have 800, and they won't fix that problem of putting more officers on the street.
We've got to hire more. I think that technically we're down by 355 officers as of yesterday. That's unsustainable. And we're not going to do it unless we pay them better, unless we support them, unless they know that if they come here and do their job well, they won't have to deal with frivolous lawsuits and the like. We need to do it. It's Missouri will never be the state it can be unless St. Louis has public safety, unless St. Louis has a good education system so that it can truly be the economic dynamo of the state.
Yeah, a lot of that leadership can come from the governor's office. Is that what you'd like to be able to be up there with the bully pulpit and drive this home?
Yes, it needs to be done. We need leadership. You know, the Bible says that where there is no vision, the people perish. And we can't just kind of, it's sink or swim, and we're sinking. We shouldn't be trying to bring our state in for a soft landing. We should be elevating this state and elevating opportunity for everyone in this state.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I wonder where do we go next on these elections? I've seen a lot of criticism of what the RNC wasn't doing nationally, and now Laura Trump's in charge of it. At least she's co-chair of it. And there's a lot of talk about the ground game and people worried about what's going on in individual states. What are you expecting for 2024 as you look across the country?
Something that Democrats have always done better than Republicans. Republicans have always been about getting their message out to people. Democrats have always been more about, or at least recently, about finding the people that agree with them and making sure that their votes get voted. Those
yes.
people get to the ballot box. Those people get there on election day and vote. And Republicans need to do a better job of that.
Have you taken a position on this this education bill that was just passed by the House? I guess it's going to go to the governor's desk now. Would you sign it? Would you like to see some changes? There are a lot of conservatives that have questions about how this thing was expanded and it's going to cost extra hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, there's good and bad in the bill. I love the fact that it expands the ability of charter schools so that we can have those in Boone County if parents want to have a charter school. I love the fact that it expands ESAs statewide. So it's increasing that opportunity for parents and guardians to be in charge of their child's education instead of faceless bureaucrats. I think that's good. I think there are real concerns with the cost and the idea that we have to pay more to schools that aren't performing just to let parents have choice is problematic. But on the whole, I'm glad that we're moving forward. We're continuing the momentum of letting parents make their own choices. One thing I should say, there are concerns from homeschoolers about whether or not this is going to entangle them with more government regulation. They should know that as governor, I will make sure that homeschoolers are protected. I think the greatest form of government is mom and dad.
Yeah.
They should be in charge of education, and I will make sure that they are free to teach their children to think and to educate them apart from government intervention.
We have about 30 seconds left. So if you were governor right now, would you sign that bill?
I would, but if I were governor, the bill would be better because I would have worked with them from the beginning to make sure it was.
There you go. Jay Ashcroft, thanks for your time. Always great having you on.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft, also a candidate, one of three Republicans there running for governor this time around. So I wanted to get him on to talk about his endorsement. That is a big deal. The Ethical Society of Police, largely representing the African-American officers in the Metropolitan St. Louis PD, have endorsed Jay Ashcroft in the Republican primary. That's interesting.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.